Welcome to day 5.
Getting to the source of any pain, whether it is physical, mental, or emotional, is how healing begins. Oftentimes, our pain is the result of events from long ago, and the hold these memories have on us keep us stuck in life patterns that are no longer serving us. These past events limit our ability to be fully present and at peace with ourselves. Once we can identify these wound-producing stories, we can then reframe them so healing can occur. Our sense of self is formed early in our development. If we were raised with parents or caregivers that had challenges or impairments, it is likely that they were not able to give us the love, attention, and nurturing every child deserves. As a result, our basic needs were not being met. It is important to realize that in whatever parenting style we were raised, our parents or caregivers were all doing the best they could at their level of consciousness. We are not responsible for any of their actions, failings, or neglect. It was not their fault, nor is it yours. Recognizing that our pain comes from an unmet need opens the possibility of how we can consciously get our needs met now. Shifting our awareness, seeing ourselves with new eyes and listening with new ears is the secret to all healing. Dr. David Simon urged us to stay committed to healing ourselves by bringing painful stories into the light of awareness, trusting that the pain, resentment, and regret that have kept us in bondage will begin to loosen their grip, moving us another step closer to the freedom of self-love and acceptance. He said, "Escaping from a prison of toxic conditioning requires dedicated attention to identifying the patterns, relinquishing guilt about being unable to fix the impaired parent, and developing a new, positive inner dialogue that honors one's unconditional value. Our unconditional value is that we are worthy of giving and receiving love. Our inner silence is our greatest teacher, our greatest tool for healing. In the noise and din of the outside world, it is almost impossible to hear the voice of spirit, of the universe, of our higher self saying, "You are loved. You are loved." As David Simon taught, beyond the domain of negative thought patterns and stuck emotions lies love, the healing force of the universe. Early stories may have set you on a path that no longer serves you, and perhaps you are ready to journey a new life path. It is time to write a new script that accurately reflects the beautiful, powerful, and worthy being that you are. Let us write the new script today, taking the past into the silence, into the light, and leaving it there. Let us awaken to a new path, a new day, a renewed sense of power brought on by knowing we are loved, lovable, and loving. Allow this message to settle into the deepest recesses of your consciousness. It's time for us to go into the silence, the gap between thoughts, the field of all possibilities. Please take a deep breath. Count silently to three, and then exhale. Let's do this together two more times. Please close your eyes softly. Release the tension in your body. Focus on the rhythm of your breath, silently saying so on the inhale, breathing in the life energy of the universe. Hum on the exhale, breathing out anything that no longer serves you. So hum is a simple, relaxing mantra. Allow your breath to flow in and out, gently, easily, and effortlessly. I will watch the time, and when we are ready to end our meditation, I will ring a soft bell and repeat the Sanskrit mantra Sat Chit Ananda, existence, consciousness, bliss. The next time you hear my voice, I will be reciting the mantra Sat Chit Ananda. Thank you. Sat, Chit, Ananda. I am pure existence, pure consciousness, pure bliss. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Please come back into the room. Feel the weight of your body. Inhale deeply. Exhale. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Namaste.